The leaders of the New York State legislature are urging the State Board of Regents to delay the effects of the new federal Common Core standards for at least another 2 years. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver is asking the regents and the State Education Department to slow down their rapid adoption of the Common Core standards. Currently, the results of student scores on the new high-stakes tests will be used to evaluate teachers this year. But Silver says that should be delayed for at least another 2 years. In the meantime, the speaker says the State Education Department needs to work harder on its backlog of curriculum materials to help teachers adapt to the changes.
Common Core may be beneficial, probably is beneficial, but you can't thrust it upon students, on faculty, and on administrators.
The request marks a change in the speaker's position. Up until now, Silver had said he wanted to wait until the regents issued its own report, due out this month. The speaker says his members are hearing from their constituents about the growing unease over the botched implementation of the Common Core.
The concerns that have come from all over the state.
The speaker's actions are significant because Assembly Democrats essentially choose the State Board of Regents members. Regents are chosen by a majority vote of both houses of the legislature, and Assembly Democrats have the largest numerical faction. The regents then pick the education commissioner. Shortly after the speaker's announcement, the co-leaders of the state Senate also called for a moratorium of at least 2 years on the effects of the Common Core. Senate GOP leader Dean Skelo says the implementation has been poorly executed, and he says if the regents won't act to put the brakes on, the Senate will.
If the Board of Regents do not come out with changes or actions to rectify the problems that exist right now, they should do a moratorium, or we will then do what we have to do legislatively.
And Senator Skelo says the Assembly Democrats are more to blame for the flawed rollout because they have more power to choose the regents' members.
The speaker has appointed all the Board of Regents over the years, so their mishandling it is his problem.
Billy Easton with the pro-education funding group Alliance for Quality Education says the legislative leaders' calls for a slower approach is a good first step, but he says it would be better if they followed through with a law.
The State Education Department has put the testing in front of the curriculum, and that's backwards. So what the State Education Department needs to do is focus on how we're raising the quality of the curriculum and whether schools and teachers are really fully prepared to deliver that. And then we should focus on the testing. If that takes 2 years, if that takes 3 years, we have to make sure we get it right.
In a statement, Regents Chancellor Merrill Tisch and Education Commissioner John King were noncommittal. They say a specially appointed Regents Task Force will report back on February 10th, and it will present a series of possible options to make thoughtful adjustments to the Common Core implementation. Late in the day, Governor Cuomo weighed in. The governor, in a statement, says he's chosen a panel to look at the troubled Common Core implementation, and he says he'd rather wait for its results than to sign on to a moratorium right now. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.